This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by EngineYard, the leading platform as a service. Our Orchestra PHP platform is the easiest way for you to deploy scalable PHP apps in the cloud. And we love the PHP community.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today and we're at the Dutch PHP Conference 2012 in Amsterdam. It's a wonderful day here and my special guest is Rafael Dalms. Rafael is one of the two PHP Ninja Turtles, along with Michelangelo Van Damme, who we already interviewed. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Rafael. You just uprooted yourself and your wife and moved from Brazil up to Amsterdam. Why don't you tell us about the experience and specifically integrating yourself into a whole new programming community?
Yeah, that was a pretty big move and pretty exciting. Basically, at some point, I decided, it's time to, meet a new market and, become the little fish in the big pond once again, find new challenges. And my wife just said, yeah, let's go for it. So, and then, PHP community, we're a family. So I reached out to a few people and said, look, I'm reaching out. What's going to happen? And then, Scoop and Mike, those guys, they just, they'll get you in trouble. So they actually got me speaking to a few companies. And yeah, one of them worked out. So Webclusive in Amsterdam is an awesome company. You know the manager, Rick, and all those guys, they're really good. And, just a nice small company, good projects, and really focused on helping out the community. And they just said, look, that's what I want.
Excellent.
And then, as soon as Rick said, look, I also want you to, get to know the community and get the company in touch with the community, I said, yeah, you found the right person, and I found the right company. So, yeah, we just went ahead. We skipped over, basically sold all our stuff. So it was pretty traumatic to get everything done. But then we came over, we froze during January because we got the minus 20 and all that fun. And the community is just, it's a community all over the place, but I got in just as PHP Benelux was forming up. So I already got to go to my first PHP Benelux company event, and that's really cool. They have a really good conference going and all those people hanging out. And they just, Scoop and Mike, they won't let you stand out. And everyone was just, in a general. So the whole European community really just welcomed us into Europe. And there's lots of stuff going on. So we got the PFZ, we got PHP Benelux, all that stuff going on around this area. And we just went into it. It's really good. It feels really good to be here.
Well, cool. Well, you're talking about companies that support the community, and I can't let that pass without talking about our sponsor, EngineYard. EngineYard is a platform as a service. They call themselves a platform as a service, but I mean, when you cut through it, you and I know what they do. They make hosting your application just dead simple. I mean, you attach your SVN or your Git repo to it, you tag something for production, and it gets pulled live automatically. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to patch anything. You just take care of writing up cool applications.
Yeah, interesting fact. When they were kicking off the whole orchestra project, I was actually one of the people invited by Helgi and David to get the personal demo of the first idea. And I was pretty impressed. And I'm still everything that came after that.
Yeah, pretty cool. David and Helgi, I got that phone call too, and I think David did my walkthrough, and I was just blown away by it, and could immediately see the possibilities.
Yeah.
But it's a great service. If you've not tried it out, go find your pet project, go out to engineyard.com/orchestra. They have a free account. Put your pet project up there and just play around with it and see the power that is available to you. I think you'll really be surprised. You can check them out today at engineyard.com/orchestra. And we really appreciate everything that EngineYard and Orchestra and Liz Nairmore are doing for the PHP community. Okay, question number two. So you got here, it was a very welcoming community, and the first thing you do is set up a user group. Talk to us about PHP Amsterdam.
Hi, I'm Rafael Domes, and I haven't started a user group in 2 months. I'm addicted to working with the community. And well, we already have a really good user group. I mean, PHP Benelux is very active and it's very big. You know, it's run by Michelangelo, so you can't get any better. And then you got PFZ ran by Scoop, so you got really two big names in the area. But you know, since I got here, I've been trying to get to their meetings, and every now and then you just can't make it. It's like 2 hours away. I don't have a car, and then you know, getting back after midnight and all that, it kind of gets tough. And I realized that was a common trend among people in Amsterdam. So whenever PHP Benelux came to town, they were all really happy to go and get to the meeting. But in between the meetings, when they were in Belgium or even in the Netherlands, but still closer to the border in the other cities, they couldn't make it. So I said, you know, we need to do something about this. You know, we need to know this local market better, so that when PHP Benelux does come around, we can, you know, help them out. We can bring more people, because Amsterdam is a huge international community. Lots of people here, and lots of PHP companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the guys from Travis CI, there's one of them that actually lives here in Amsterdam.
Cool.
You know, so we got really big companies that are doing all great stuff here, and they're not involved in the whole thing, or they are involved only in these intervals, you know, every 6 months when something actually comes to Amsterdam. And lots of people working here and all that. So I said, you know, let's do something more. Let's go further. And that also goes to the company also wanted me to get to know the company, the community locally, to bring them in, you know, and get all that together. So I just said, you know what, that's cool. Let's just go for it. And then Amsterdam PHP was born. I got a few people interested, and it just really worked out pretty well. We got like a meetup group, so we got like 50 people already, and that's like a month and a half in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually pretty good response for that early group. And we're just, you know, trying to find the local people, get to know them, so that we can expose them to all the rest of the community. So find the people who are not yet involved and just bring them in and look, there's this huge community around. Let's get you to know all that. And then, you know, when PHP Benelux comes in and PFZ, we're teaming up with them. We're doing the test fest already this month and all that. So it's actually, we got a really good response, and I'm really happy with that. And to be adding more and more to this already awesome community.
Okay. We've got our third question now for Rafael. Rafael, when you set up PHP Amsterdam, we were just talking about you creating PHP Amsterdam, you set it up differently than most user groups are set up. Why don't you talk to us about how you've got the leadership set up now?
Okay, so, well, you kind of learn things as you go down the road, and when you get to your third user group, you start looking back and, you know, it's been a while. So the one thing that I always found is that the labels of a manager and a leader, in some cultures, that doesn't fit. You know, people look at it as, oh, no, this is a guy telling me what to do. And that's really not what the spirit of community is. You know, we're not telling people what to do. We're not getting people, you know, we're just letting people be awesome, and they already are awesome. So we just need a community to be themselves. So what we decided to try this time was, instead of just having a leader and a manager, we worked on the concept of enablers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a word I first threw out in the PHP Octet community column. I was writing the article, and just, you know, if you look at all the leaders out there and the people who are making a difference in the community, they're not just leaders, they're enablers. You know, they're getting the obstacles out of the way for other people who actually want to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I mean, the community is awesome. They want to do awesome things. We just need to get things out of their way. You know, we just need to give them space to do that. So here in Amsterdam, we got the first meeting. I basically got interested people together. We had like 9 people come over. And we decided that we didn't want to label people. So we decided to work on this enablers title. So everyone in the community is potentially an enabler. So anyone who wants to get involved and, you know, has an idea for a hackathon or a test fest or whatever it is, they can just come out and say, look, I want to do this. And then, you know, myself, Frank, the people who are involved from the beginning, as enablers, we'll just tell them, look, awesome, what do you need? You need a venue? Do you need a sponsor? Because we have contacts, we know people. I mean, we, especially us in the community, you know, we know people. We know the right people to help these projects go along. So I don't want to really, you know, guide people and say, look, this is what you should be doing. I just want to say, look, what, you want to have a meeting? You want him to speak? Awesome. Look, here's a sponsor. Here's a venue. You know, just go be awesome.
Cool.
So we're trying that whole distributed leadership kind of thing. And, well, basically, mailing list. And if you want to do something, just give us a shout on the mailing list so that people don't do the same thing, or, you know, you don't have like five people getting in touch with the same sponsor, which is bad.
Yeah.
So just the minimum of coordination between us, but really work on as enablers. And I really believe in that, that that title as something that makes a difference.
Excellent. Well, it sounds very interesting, and I look forward to hearing you report back on your progress and how well that's working out for you. So, well, that comes to the question we ask everybody. What's your local user group? I think that's an easy one. And what's the URL for us?
That's good. I had this second interview, second user group. So the local user group is MCNMPHP. You can find us at MCNMPHP.nl.
Okay.
And everything is there, meetup and everything else.
Okay. Well, Rafael, thank you for taking the time to be with us yet again on Voices of the Elephant. And thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Thank you for having me again.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.
Engine Yard is a proud supporter of the Voices of the Elephant podcast. We're a leader in cloud-based platform as a service, and you may have heard of our Orchestra PHP platform, which is designed to let you focus on writing awesome PHP apps. Basically, we save you time and money and keep your app up and running for you. For more information, you can hang out with us on IRC at Pound Orchestra on Freenode, or for more information, you can also go to our website at engineyard.com/products/orchestra.